Blog Talk Radio.
Toxic light.
Change the world. The way I change the world.
Greetings once again, family. I'm Brother Yusikuel, and you're listening to the Ringing Stone Network. And I say it all over and over and over again. Soon I'm going to stop saying it because I'll be satisfied. But, you know, I moved to the South Carolina area from Washington, D.C. And, you know, I personally think that we have a wealth of talent here. Plus, this is going to be one of the areas where it shall be a safe zone. So that when the Earth and Mother start transitioning and kicking certain things off and certain people off, this is one of the areas where it would be useful for people to live, whether we're going to a cute sun cycle or we're going to an ice age. But what I want to do is I want to welcome you to the Ringing Stone Network. Please consider that tomorrow is Sunday, I think, and Sunday is our year anniversary for the Ringing Stone Network. You know, we got together a year ago, January. And then out of that Ringing Stone Network, out of that think tank we had, Brother Kyle and I, we decided that we was going to do a Blog Talk radio show. And it's interesting because our first anniversary is on his regular Sunday that he does a show called Remedies in Commerce, him and Fola Will I Am. So it's going to be nice. And he's supposed to have it loaded for us. He said he's going to blow the top off. So if you're looking for learning about commerce, looking for learning about your status, your birth certificate, or how to handle yourself in court. The Ringing Stone Network have two specialists that we've been keeping for a year, and they're staying with us. But and so tomorrow's show is one of our specialists. You know, and the other brother is Brother Committee Ube. So we're fortunate for that. You know, I would like to, you know, give a lot of applause and thanks to the ancestors, but also to nature. Because, family, consider as you start to grow and your frequency starts to change, then nature starts looking at you differently. And last May, I had an experience where we had a snake around the house, you know, like that. And when he left the house, you know, I was feminine, you know, and I finally climbed up the tree and came down. I got within like 3 or 4 feet of the snake because I know I figured he was there for a reason and it wasn't to do harm. And plus, it was a black snake, so we don't try to kill black snakes anymore. But this week I found out that he had left me a present, and that present was he was showing me and teaching me that the frequency I'm at now is time for my mutation to another level. And that was real beautiful because I had to go into the house to fix something, and then that's when he left me the present to say it's time for you to start transmuting and going to another level. So I'm very, very happy for that, and I'm happy that, you know, when nature starts to come and know 6 months ago that at some point I would continue to grow spiritually, that they would leave me something to help me with my next phase and my mutation. That's a great thing. Tonight, very special, though. Let me get to that. We have King Karu. Very, very short story. I came to South Carolina to meet a friend of mine. You know, we spent the day after New Year's together. And we spent like about 3 or 4 hours in King Karu's store. Brother's located in Columbia, South Carolina, in a time when a lot of black businesses are struggling. This brother is expanding his stores in this town like Starbucks. So I'm happy for him to come on because he's willing to share his thought process and how that thought process is permeated through the community so that the community supports his business, our businesses, because he has several businesses, you know, and I'm glad about that. Plus the fact that I like that I can showcase some of the interesting people that we have in the Carolinas. You know, so the folks don't think that it's always New York, Atlanta, blah, blah, blah. But we're doing ritual, and we understand our ancestors, and we're preparing ourselves with my family in Oakland, California, down to my family down in the Florida Keys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring on someone to give you King Karu's bio. Let me open them up right quick. I'm running my mouth a lot. Peace, peace, peace. Are you there, brother?
Peace. How you doing today?
How are you?
I'm well.
I'm good. Welcome to Ringing Stone Network. give your name, give a little bit about you, and then give King Caruso Barber, because family, he had a busy day. You know, black businesses where he has a busy day, so you know King Caruso, we working him overtime. I'm glad
right.
he's gonna do it, but it's nice that you know, like I said earlier, that you know our people are supporting his business. You know what I mean? There are a lot of us, you know, that folks won't support their business. There's even some brothers that have left and went, you know, to other folks and just kind of always bad-mouthed about black folks don't support black business. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's even an honor for him to be on and say, no, there's black folks that support me. And there's black folks that support this brother, and he's into our culture. He ain't doing some mix-over or crossover like Beyonce to Survivor. So go ahead and give some information about yourself, brother. I'm going to back him down, and then you can bring in, you know, King Caruso. Peace.
Okay, Dan. Okay, so I'm Tyree Overall. I'm a deputy of the King. And so since you met the King, you know that he's putting in a great bit of discipline for the people. Okay, so he's owned a lot of businesses. And like you said, you know, he's bringing the culture for the people, you know, and he invests the money back for the people. Okay, so a little bit about the King. He has not lied, cheated, nor stolen anything for 45 years, hasn't eaten an animal in 42 years. And it's like this speaks to his high morality. And so, without further ado, I give you the King.
Greetings, Radio Land. I hope life finds everyone well throughout these airways. I come to you in the person of Ka, Kabaka, Shaka, Shava Shiva, Khufu, Khuru, Sun God, King in this dispensation, and love to all that find themselves in the range of my voice. So greetings. Is anybody there?
Yeah, peace, Brother King. This is Brother Yusika. Welcome to the Ringing Stone Network. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm happy because now is the time for you to give this. So we appreciate it. You know, it's up to you. If you got something on your heart you want to get, do, go ahead and give it. And then, you know, I can bombard you with a series of questions. And then we
okay.
can go to questions from the audience later. But go ahead, give what you want to do.
Well, as I said, I'm not totally familiar with the landscape, with the setup. Give me a sense of who I'm communicating with at this point in time. Give me a sense of the audience.
With mostly my audience are conscious, and a lot of them, we deal in commercial, in the commercial industry, you know, because the network deals with my network looks at self-help, and it looks at bringing on people that can help you do it yourself. So, you know, like on Sundays, when Kayo comes on with MDs and Commerce, we don't deal with teaching you to get a lawyer. We try to teach you how to understand the law. Committee U tries to teach you how to understand the law. And then I bring on people that, including you, that teach you to not to have a crutch, no Jesus, no preacher, and I'm not attacking them, no spiritual leader, but that all the energy you need is in you. And if you be patient, then the universe will direct you in every way to get to where you want. The network also started a year ago looking at us becoming self-sustaining and self-sufficient. There are a lot of races here that are already preparing themselves to be self-sustained, but it seems like with our people, we're still relying on other folks to guide us.
And that's a temporary condition, too.
Go ahead.
That situation is very temporary. For people shall not be in search of themselves forever. The role that I play in the game, as I come to this center of articulation, the role that I play in the game is to bring balance and order is to become a virus in the mind of chaos. I seem to be at the helm of the thought paradigm of most people. What I bring to the table from my 66 years of experience of living, resisting, loving, caring, sharing, speaking, teaching, learning, humbling, growing, reflecting, projecting, introspecting, rejecting outright nonsense, the process of the struggle has always continued. Even through my sleep time, somehow or another, I was reaching inward, reaching higher for the divine. I've always, in a sense, been in search for truth, as the truth in my consciousness had been hijacked, overthrown. And at some point in my exile from myself, I found myself, however, in a very sick state of health. So now in this 21st century, now that I'm back into my own mind, in charge of my thought paradigm, creator of my own reality, protector of my own space, my own place, my own rhythm, my own rhyme, my own space, my own time, having finally arrived at this destination in my mind, I wish to share, of course, with my brothers and sisters throughout this whole creation, as one of my jobs on planet Earth is that of the grand patriarch of planet Earth. That has always been the black man's job. He blinked for a second, went to sleep, bought into this illusion, got steeped in confusion, and basically the Lords of Chaos has been at the helm, doing our exile from our proper state of thought. But now that we are back, having extracted ourselves out of the bowels of the caveman's mind, where our reality was formerly being projected from, hopefully that's not the case for most of us right now. Hopefully we are owning, at least trying to own, the thought process, meaning owning the thought process, meaning owning your reality. Okay, so now what I feel like we need to hear today is how to overthrow the complacent, mundane human being that has been generated by the programs being projected from the bowels of the caveman's mind, or we'll say the artificial man's mind, or the material man's mind, who's been at the helm. Now, we know that the earth has to be ruled with justice, order, balance, the ways of Ma'at, the lessons we learned from Egypt, even in our genetic flow, we've not forgotten. And oftentimes, that's not indicative of how you see us acting in the public, in the streets. But don't get it twisted. We retain an ancient memory. It ain't but a matter of time before we overthrow the yoke of ignorance, fear, confusion, illusion, and be back in the game at the helm where we properly belong. Once again, as you perfect decoding this matrix, decoding this hologram, and that was the nature of our fall. At some point, we forgot we were engaged in a hologram, an interface. The world interfaces with the five senses, an interface for the mind, but not a bit more concrete than your mind allows it to be. But once again, once you surrender the thought process, even to the material construct, then you're on a downward spiral for a long time. And it can take you falling to your brute nature to where you can't utter two syllables together before you can start your triumphant return to your higher self, your true genius, your true godship. And hopefully that's where you are right now, wherever you are in the sound of my voice, resurrected, preparing to be projected, your sacred image, your sacred truth, your sacred power. All these are ready for total divine activation as we speak right now. As a matter of fact, they're taking place right now as I speak. The power of telepathy, clairvoyance, the ability to shapeshift, to be in 100 places at the same time, to decode the rhythm within the rhyme, to break all lies, to see through the illusion, to eradicate all confusion. This is where you are right now. This is taking place in your consciousness as I speak. So, take a breath on that for a second. I think I need to take one. But at any rate, back to the rhythm. So today is the first day of the first minute of our lives. Today we learn how to eat. Today we learn how to think, to own the thought process. Today we learn how to assassinate our lower nature, air of nature, overcoming lust, anger, greed, hatred, envy, jealousy, and fear. For these are the principalities that hold most of us hostage. So as you start the process of resurrection, after all, our bodies are temples and resurrecting machines. So what are you resurrecting from? From your lower nature, from your air of nature. This is why you're being ruled over right now, because you basically rule by your lower nature. Eye candy, the five senses, which makes you vulnerable to everything in the matrix, everything in the game. Therefore, any weapon formed against you can prosper, because once again, the fact that you're glued to everything, glued to the construct in terms of addictiveness, then you've, in a sense, made the illusion real. And the illusion is real as your mind make it. So as you perfect detachment, as you start to rule over your air of nature, and this is very important at this day and time, this is why I'm coming straight at you live and direct with the utmost respect, but bringing it. So right now, there's no such thing as death. Sickness is an illusion. All these things are manufactured in the bowels of the artificial man's mind who wish to have an artificial world. And I'm afraid you buying into it. Check your cell phone, or what we refer to as the pocket police lately. At some point, you're going to have to unplug if you're able to activate the inner technology. If you're constantly being bombarded by the outer technology, and that's the nature of the game, is to cause the inner technology to atrophy. So atrophication is taking place while you interface with the pocket police or the cell phone or the Bluetooth around your neck. You see the blue light going blinking, blinking, blinking. Yeah, you're already volunteering that you're going to have your mind and programs of yesteryear erased, and that you're going to have your whole mind accessible through all the electronic wiring that the matrix spins at you. So be mindful of that as you start to perfect this resurrection process. Now, remember, the kingdom is within. Now, you got to give birth to the kingdom within. Now, you got to be able to move through this game, move through this schematic, move through this matrix, move through this game, for that's what life is, the game. And if you don't have certain tools, certain skills, certain knowledge and the wherewithal, you cannot play this game effectively. So in order to play this game effectively, you got to know thyself. And to know thyself for you right now is to know that you are love, that you are pure light, that even the word itself, hue, is making reference to the fact that we are frequency, light wave, color spectrum, light energy, light bodies. So when we lie, when we cheat, when we deceptive, we become heavy, losing the ability to fly, to have x-ray vision. Okay, when we eat certain foods, this same thing takes place. So check it out. The body is an ancient spaceship that can access all sorts of dimensions, parallel universes, just name it. Okay, this is the process to return there, but the paradigm has already been eclipsed. So it's not going to be hard now that you find yourself in the sounds of my voice to activate this frequency. You're just accessing the frequency now. So you don't have to go through all the things that you would have to go through in order to know this place that I make reference to. By the way, in the yield of this is the process of disintegration, you being able to take the carbon out of atoms that may appear hostile or evil to you. You, in fact, being able to protect yourself 24/7, 365, wherever you move through the game, the matrix, the hologram, the interface between the five senses and the mind. You there? Well, I'm back. Are we there? Greetings. Are we live and direct?
Yes, yeah, you there, brother. Go ahead, continue to build. We wait for you to tell us how to start, where to start at.
I just need a little feedback. Okay, so we still out there. Okay, so this is what's up. And this is coming from the chambers of my heart that exude love, courage, patience, power for this hour. Total, complete, over, inner understanding of this whole matrix paradigm. So, today is the first day of the rest of our lives. Today, our screens are blank. We got blanket forgiveness for everybody. We're moving in the spirit, in the sphere of love. We're moving inward. We are overthrowing what we need to overthrow within ourselves. We, in fact, become the demon slayer, and we start with ourselves and start to slay all the inner demons of lust, of anger, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, of fear, so that you can see clear, so that you can start to have a song again, where you can start to have a smile again, where you can even have a friend again. Because as you know, this world we find ourselves in, everybody wears another face. Everybody has a mask. You have to ask who's on the other side of that gate. So this is no world when we're accustomed to paradise. Now, paradise lives in the mind of man. Now, man has to find himself back into his own mind. But in fact, he's been locked out of his own head. But at the end of the day, the whole journey of this life process, this game called life, is to come in and decode it and to eventually find the proverbial needle in the haystack, which is yourself, because we've been cosmically disconnected from ourselves, our innermost being, our ancient, our most cosmic design, which why we had to fall this time. Where we fell from a height of Kilimanjaro to whale waste. This is how low we fell from our morality, from our virtue, from our frequency, from our ability to protect ourselves, because we always knew we were operating in an illusion. We always knew this. So this is why we could do what we did in Angkor Wat, in Timbuktu, in Zimbabwe, in Egypt, in Ethiopia, in terms of structures. The most grand edifices that could be made by man, could even be imagined by man. We always controlled the program. We wrote most programs, wrote all the programs. And so now it's time for us to return to our ancient memory. It's time for the man to wake up and start to control this planet with the love and truth and the balance and the order that we exude throughout the melanated frequency. This is just what time it is. We gave the material man, artificial man, a minute to rule. Hell, you can't get a glass of water now. And this is supposed to be a technological society? In what sense of the word? Most people can't put three syllables together. Can't add six numbers together. How technical is that? Once you've been ruled inept from automation doing everything for you, if you don't use your mind, it atrophies. And that's what's happening today. But there'll be people who go that way. But that won't be everybody's fate. There'll be those who resurrect, who spiritually, physically, mentally, consciously correct themselves and be about the business of protecting themselves as they move through this game, perfecting all their dormant latent gifts. Once again, telepathy, clairvoyancy, all the ways of the avatar, as you start to realize that you are a fallen star. But now it's time for you to come to the total complete realization that all of us has to tune way back into our antiquitous cosmology, how we saw ourselves in the universe, in creation, in the cosmos. That's where we are right now. Yeah, so at the end of the day, I could probably spill forever in a day. But at this juncture, I like to say what I've been doing, just in terms of living and waking up, staying safe until I could wake up and protect myself through frequency and through vibration. There's so many things that we have ability to access once we realize how great the universe has made this vessel that we live in, that we reside in. But to truly know that it's just a vessel, and that the real king is the indweller of this vessel. And once you find this real king, that's the indweller of this vessel. Once you find this king, and this king lives in us all, and this king is love, and this king connects us to all that is divine and all that we need to know to access avatar programs or access any kind of program that we need to access to come in the game and play the game in its fullness, to play the game in its fullness, and not to be on a curb bitching about being mistreated this and mistreated that, because the game is played in the mind. So at the end of the day, if you've been subjugated on any level, that means you've been subjugated in the mind. So at the end of the day, you're responsible for your own situation, know it or not. So the game is played in the mind, which means we need to own the thought process. We need to be very selective as to the thoughts that we give stage to in the fate of our minds. What are we going to allow ourselves to think about? Is it positive? Does it grow us? Does it resurrect us? Does it cause us to stand up? Does it cause us to protect women and children throughout the whole planet? What do we do as a result of being conscious? I hear a lot of people talking about their conscious. What does conscious mean? You've been able to read, remember somebody else's paragraph that's been written? What is consciousness? Consciousness to me is right action, right work, right love, right resurrection, right representation, right projection of the self in the sacred image of the black man as it was in the beginning. And not this appearance of what appears to be, you know, in some instances, you know, fecal matter, you know, posing as humanity. So we have to make sure that we know what time it is and what hour we in. But make no mistake about it, every man will pay for his own ignorance. So we have to phase our fear, because fear is what the game is ran off through the lords of chaos. So as you conquer fear, which is an inward dweller, it doesn't live out here, it lives in there. So as you master fear, you start to see clear, And then your ability to navigate through the game, through the schematic, through the blueprint of the matrix, you start to navigate. You start to vibrate. You start to know. You start to feel again. You start to realize your place on earth. And you start to realize the power of God's great design. You actually start to realize how great the universe has been to you. And how you've always been blessed and dressed with these great gifts. You just locked out of your own dome, locked out of your own head. Couldn't access your own Akashic design, your own Akashic records, your own genetic flow. So now that's not only the case. Now we're accessing all that we knew anciently and all that we ought to be futuristically right now, in the present, in the now, in the past, in the future, right now. Because all of them blend. It seems that all streams connect. So where we are right now is in the first minute of a brand new day. I mean, the day is so fine. The day is so beautiful. Because all minds in the planet Earth are not enslaved, are not ruled by lust, or any other carnal principalities that hold most humanity hostage. Most of humanity hostage. The anger, the greed, the envy, the jealousy, the fear, the bigotry, the ism, the schism. Something all the time that you got to resurrect from in order to return to the divine. But remember, the laws of chaos, the laws of chaos, the laws of chaos are coming. They keep coming because you have to have a test. You have to have some agitation to get to the next level of this resurrection, of this spiritual, this cultural perfection, of your ancient projection, of your true regal royal self, when you had knowledge of self. See? So it's just a beautiful day. So I'd like to leave this audience with some love, with some energy, with some enthusiasm, and to know that today is the first day of our most prosperous, our most powerful, our most avatar-esque. All that we've been looking, waiting for has arrived. All it needs is activation. Through proper diet, through proper living habits, through proper loving your neighbor, through proper forgiving your neighbor, and knowing that you are not the body, but that animates the body frequency, which is pure light and pure love. You can call it spirit, you can call it the breath, at the behest of the Most High, the triple blackness of space. However you want to sum it up, at the end of the day, I call it L-O-V-E, love, a love molecule. But love, this love, by no means is some kind of passive love that does not respond when being attacked. No, this love is quite capable of defending itself. It's the lion protecting the lamb personality. So, this love is like no other love. This love is sweet. This love is like sweet morning dew. This love is like honey in the rock. This love is like a faucet running water that never stops. Just drip, drip, drip. This love just keeps coming. You can feel this love humming. You can feel this love singing. You can feel this love banging on the door when it's been locked out. You can feel this love asking for more with no doubt. This love has never left. This love was on exile for a while, but this love has always been in vogue. This love has always taken hold of humanity. Whenever humanity thought of itself as falling, 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 and could no longer hear the voice of the angels calling, this love has always came to our aid, our rescue. This love comes through ancestral frequencies. This love comes through the radiant energy that is being projected from the stars. This love comes from the center of the sun. This love comes from 93 million miles out of space to kiss us gently on the face. But some gotta run. Some gotta hide. Some can't let the sun inside. Those are the subterranean beings who have no business on top of the earth. But love, this love, where we at? I hear music. Is it time for a break? Is it time for a call, a pause? Or is the rhythm finding itself? So at the end of the day.
I'm just playing some of the music in your background because I see you get your flow when you have a little more music. If it's too loud, I turn it down. But I know how you get your flow, you know, from class. So I just trying to upload plus music that we play when we're in class.
Well, actually, like I tell you, man, you have to excuse me today, people, audience, because I've been working for the last 16 hours straight with no food, no drink, no nothing. That's good, but and now, so I'm this energy may be a little erratic, but it's sweet and loving. So, yeah, but basically, that's where I'm coming from. It's been a long time coming. I've been hundreds of years in the making. It's just been coming. I've been coming through fear. Been coming through darkness, been coming through ignorance, been coming through pain, been coming through intense suffering. But the great souls always told me to never stop coming. Said, boy, don't you ever stop coming. You have to come through the rain. You have to come through aches and pains. You can't never drop the ball. You have to keep on coming. When you're tired, when you're soaking wet, when you're all alone, when you've been dethroned, when you don't have no way out, you have to keep coming. And I, as a black man, through pain, through suffering, through abandonment, through maltreatment, I have never stopped coming. I have never stopped coming. Regardless of how I look in a society, regardless of how I look in a system, I have never stopped coming. And believe it, my light is shining. Not will shine, it's shining. So at the end of the day, and that's holistically speaking for the black man, wherever he is on the planet. He ain't never stopped coming. He won't ever stop coming. All the false propaganda, all the lies, he don't stop coming. He don't stop coming. He don't stop coming. Keep looking over your shoulders. Keep looking over your shoulders. Keep looking over your shoulders. He's there. So, yeah, it's been sweet. So, baby brother, radio host, talk to me. I think I'm on a few questions.
I'm here.
I've been working all day.
That's cool. You know, I understand. We appreciate you coming anyway. Let's go back.
And I love everybody. Good. Peace.
Let's go back. Because a lot of people want to know a little bit about you. So can you give us a little of your background?
Okay, let me tell you about me.
Okay.
This time, now nationally, I would like to expose me about everything about me. But let me tell you about me. I'll tell you about the conscious things that I've done since I've been perfecting awakening. Like I said, I've been in the game for a whole lot of years. I run stores. I'm a priest, the witch doctor, the root doctor, the sun god, the sun king, the servant, the people slave, the gopher, the peasant, you know, the pauper, the king. I play the role of many things in this game, but through all those faces, I remain true and loyal to love. That's my energy. Basically, if you know that about me, you know everything about me, because me, as a statistic, what does that really matter? What matters is, can I be effective in loving the earth and restoring the earth and bringing balance back to the earth? And the universe has prepared me to do that through frequency, through love, and through cognitively guiding me in a direction toward resurrection of self. So I would say my greatest teacher has been children, and, of course, the cosmos itself, and then ancestral runnings in the genetic flow. I wake up realizing things formerly I didn't know. And so I relied on you, the people. I mean, I learned from everybody I see. I know your suffering. I know your joys. I know your laughter. Know when you're sad. So I become a reflection of the people I serve. I'm a servant. I've been serving the people. I will not die of old age and hemorrhoids. I will always be of some service. I'll always be coming to the people with the love and with the light and with the truth and with the courage. And with the courage, I fight through walls of fear. I locate the courage. I break through walls of fear. I make sure I see perfectly clear, so I never get stopped by the fear. So if anybody got that idea anywhere on the planet, forget that. It ain't no good up in here. So once again, once you're on the thought process, you're on your reality. So therefore, if the spoon is not real, the bullet is not real. Your mind makes it real. So my thing to the people today is, let's work on perfecting detachment. Work on nothing owning you. Not a cigarette, not a joint, not a lei, not a gold chain, not anything should own you. We should be overcoming our lower nature and coming to the realization that we're in a hologram, an interface. And the minute you come to realize that you're an interface, then you don't have to die anymore. Then you're back in paradise. You're back in the mind of the triple black again. And so this is who we've always been. We came down here to experience paradise. We didn't come down here to go through this hell that we've been through, you know, dealing with the laws of chaos. But once again, I think somewhere along the line, we engineered the chaos to come into the game because we would have thought this illusion was real. And at some point, we got to get back to our galactic travel. We cannot just stay right down here, just BSing around century after century after century in a program thinking time and space are real. We have to get back to our galactic travel. We have work to do. So we got to overcome this inferior frequency that we locked in and get to the next level. That was rather passionate. I don't know where that came from like that, but that's what's up with that. It's time for us to morph. It's time for us to become Neo. The new age man, the new Naga, the new serpentine king. Resurrecting, spiritually, culturally perfecting your divine self. That's what time it is. It's been enough CDs, enough DVDs watched, enough lectures. Now it's time for the work. You got enough information. Now you need to extend your vibration. Now what needs to happen is what? Overcoming lust, overcoming anger, greed, image, jealousy, fear. You have to perfect resurrection. You can't tell lies. You can't cheat. You can't be deceptive. This is the real work. Not that you not becoming information retentive. That's not the work. But practicing semen retention is the work. Not spilling yourself. Allowing the energy to grow, to start to activate the glands in your head. The pineal, the pituitary, the hypothalamus, all the glands that need to be activated in order for you to play the role of that avatar that you come to play. That's what time it is today. Okay, now this is how fast a man talk when he ate in 20 hours. I've been up and moving for 20 hours. Next time I'll be a little more reserved. But anyway, there's some of the passion that spill it over because I love you. And I want you to fly again. Want you to fly again. Want you to come to the aid of all humanity. Want you to raise your vibration. Want you to synchronize your rhythm, your energy. In your dance, I need you to heal. In your verbal masturbation, I need you to feel the pain and suffering of the people. And everything that we do should be to the end of alleviating the suffering and pain upon the earth. That's why we over here have the luxury of being on radios and talking and listening to radios while everybody else is under some kind of assault. So something is expected of us. We expect to raise our vibration, raise the frequency to become a virus in the mind of chaos. To become a virus in the mind of chaos. To become a virus in the mind of chaos. To become a virus in the mind of chaos. So the order can return to the earth. This is where we at now. Enough DVDs. Now it's time to do the work. Now it's time to practice love holistically. We've got enough information. Now we need to exalt, raise the vibration. Learn how to eat. Decide what fuel you're going to run your sacred vessel off. Okay, now if you're in a spaceship, if you're in the God body, you don't eat the dead, because eating the dead means you're constantly dying. That means eating animals. So at some point, if you're going to be in your God character, and if you're going to break the matrix and notice it's a hologram, you can't think the hamburger is real. So if you need the hamburger, you vicariously think the matrix is real, so therefore the bullet is real. So at some point, you can't have it both ways. You have to do the work of resurrection and perfecting detachment from all that holds you hostage in the paradigm, in the illusion, in the hologram. Know what I mean? So this is how it is today. So yes, brother, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. So like I say, today I've been moving for. By the way, let me explain something to the audience. Okay, now today we're in African History Month. Of course, I live every day in African History Month. Every day is African History Month to me. Okay, but we serve the people through the store, so we carry the clothes and everything African-centric to help us get back home. Okay, so today during the month of February, everybody's looking for their time. And so I've dealt with a million personalities today. So therefore, all the energy is coming through. So therefore, I'm a little on the 6-8 rhythm when I should have it cut back a little bit. So excuse me. It's all energy, you know.
Eternal.
So yeah, brother, but you've heard some running today. So anything else?
Yeah,
that,
yeah, hypothetical, yeah, you know, let's say like me, the Negro, walk in, you know, what do you first do for us, the Negro, in one of your stores? And you got to tell us about all your stores before I let you
know. Okay,
get
let
away.
Me tell you,
no,
a store or a temple,
me,
because
Negro,
once again now, wherever
me.
We can allow the African spirit to reside, to resurrect, to be in a position to project the images positively of the diaspora, wherever we are. Wherever we are, because we're under attack wherever we are. So where the Negro, from the word Negro, which means dead man, dead race, the minute he stopped through my door, stepped through the door, he stopped being a Negro. There's something about the current that he feels when he comes in the presence of the servant. The energy shifts. The frequency changes. His eyes are open. He feels. He smells. He bears witness for the first time that there's something other than the illusion that he's operating in. So the first thing I give you is just a glimpse of your world to walk into any of the places where we serve the people is to walk into a room in the king's mind, because the game is played where? In the mind. The game is played where? The game is played in the mind. The game is played where? The game is played in the mind on the thought process. Okay, so now when you walk into the frequency of the servant's chambers, automatically start to feel where the king resides in peace, in truth, in euphoria, in consciousness, in love, in clarity, in spirituality, in high energy. So this is what you feel. It's infectious, ancestral. It is returned. So when this Negro comes up in here and leaves here, he has grown tenfold. His whole worldview has changed in an instant just from walking through that door. For the first time, he walks into a room in his mind, in his consciousness, in his culture where he's been picked clean by the vulture. He walks into a room in his mind where he starts to recognize, at first, though, oftentimes it's fear when they walk in. It's fear. You can see it run across their face. Something about their own culture scares the, should I be trying to say it, bejesus out of them. But they still call him the next day. But at any rate, just to see their and the strength of their ancestors in the art, the place is full of art, full of masks, full of sculpture, full of everything, Africoid. And it just speaks. It's so natural, so strong, so rhythmically, so like first man, so like first man, that it's hard for the first Negro to understand. Because he's got to get a grip on himself. Remember, he's 2 days out of Beulah land. He's 2 days out of Beulah land. Just released from the plantational construct. And has he really been released? Why, he carries a pocket police, posing as a cell phone, and it's around his neck, and it's blinking a blue light. Think about that. At any rate, now, there are several prisons that you've entered. And that's one of them. And so anyway, everything that the Negro needs to resurrect is in one of these places, these oases in the desert, exist for one reason, to awaken the dead. That's why they exist. So you get full, you get everything that you need, from aromatic fragrances to enhance the olfactory that puts you further into trance, into spirituality. I mean, you got your oils that remind you of how you move radiantly. Upon the Nile, you got everything to help you remember when you were regal, when you were royal, when you own your projection, when you own your thought process, when you own your reality, when you move with a certain finesse, when you didn't have nobody else's name, when you had a claim to all that your eyes could see, and beyond that, and twice this double. That's what you start to see. That's what you start to bear witness to. This is what you start to feel. This is what is mystically revealed to the subconscious as you enter the gates of Orion's Oracle. That's a little bit of it right there. Just to give you a little something. I mean, but it's always live. It's always love. Always festive. Always learning. Always sharing. Always caring. Always forgiving. That's our mantra.
Excuse me for a minute. I need to clarify something. Because we are national and sometimes international. Family, Orion's Oracle is his store. That's the name of one of his stores. Is that your parent's store, Brother King? Is that you?
Well, that's where I am most of the time. Okay. But, yeah, Orion's Oracle was once – here, this is where we start. We started some long time ago. And we started with the name Trenchtown because I'm a reggae fan. You know, I've been through all the camps. So I come through there. The first name of the store is Trenchtown. Then I evolved to Ancestral Vision. And then I started to see the vision of the ancestors, which was cosmic, which took me to Orion's Oracle. And there's another store called the Sphinx Paw. I gave birth to another store called Phoenix Rising.
Could I slow you down? Could you give some individual character of each store?
Some individual what?
Character of each store. Like Orion's Oracle, when you come there, you can get cleansed, you can get spells, you can get candles, you can do yoga. What about the other stores? What makes them kind of unique, or are they just in different parts?
Okay, say for instance. Now, I just opened a new store called Neturu at Kemet Nu. That's Return of the Gods. Okay, now that's in a neighborhood where there are a lot of black youth, that kind of frequency, people living on top of each other, that kind of thing. Okay, so I'm in that neighborhood. In that neighborhood, I still bring all the great gifts I bring to even the conscious people. I bring to everybody else because, like I said, the store is accessible to everybody. But, you know, my whole thing is to offer a respite and an oasis in the desert. And so the Neturu, for instance, when you come to the Neturu, most stuff in the Neturu is Egyptian, speaks to the blue-black Egyptians. Hear me now. The blue-black, jet-black Egyptians, and I'm back. So no matter how much you see me portrayed, projected as a Caucasoid on the History Channel, a Caucasoid can last in Egypt 30 minutes in the sun without being terribly put upon by the sun, even more intensely right now. So it behooves everybody to make sure that everybody knows their place and who's in the game and who's in the rat race, because the fear molecule is up. So at any rate, in that store, you'll find the projections of Egypt, because we'll constantly be shown to be cultureless, while a man who ain't been on the planet 10,000 years claimed to be culturally inclined, and everybody else is low-level fecal matter. Because, once again, one may be controlling the airwaves. The artificial man may be controlling the airwaves, so therefore telling the most lies. But at any rate, a new day is not coming. A new day is already here, where humanity is no longer being arrested by fear. Humanity is facing their fears. Humanity is getting clear and decoding the matrix, which is the main thing, perfecting the discipline to decode the matrix. Okay, so at this next door, you can get massage at one of my devotees there does massage, is well-versed in oil therapy, aromatherapy through the oils. You get that. Once again, you can access study groups. We got this one thing going on called Sister Talk. So at each venue that I'm associated with, whatever I try to give us, but eventually the game is to spread our influence, which is love, peace, truth, righteousness, justice, balance, all the ways of Ma'at, all the things in Egypt, in Ethiopia, in Atlantis that somehow or another we forgot. Okay, we know about that has returned. and all that accompanies it for people who've been in the ground, just like plants being in the ground and finally start to sprout. We are sprouting, and there's no force in this universe who can prevent this sprouting. Hear me now. There's no force in this universe, in any universe, that can prevent this rise of energy that is being resurrected by the dark feminine on planet Earth. That's what's up.
Okay, give me why and how. How do you know that and why?
Well, I know that because I feel that. I don't know that. I know that because I feel that. And hear me now, I'm not socialized by European. My reality is not being projected out of the bowels of a European mind. I don't need a European truth to stand on the truth, to take a position, to have a conviction. My authority is the universe, is my own cosmic design, is my own strength of mind. I don't need validation from a school, from a college, from a doctor, from a lawyer, from a thief, from a beast, or tall. I am that I am that I am. This is how I know. I know it because you feeling it. When I feel it, you feel it. Now you know it because you feel it. All we had to do was somebody had to feel it. In order to know it, you have to feel it. You don't know it and then feel it. You feel it and then you know it. Now remember now, I'm back. I'm out of the bowels of the artificial man's mind. I'm out of the man who can't take the rays of the sunshine. I'm out of the subterranean species gaze. I'm off plantation Beulah land. I own my thought process. Yeah, so it won't be no. I went to Harvard. I got my credentials from Yale. No, I don't have no skull and bone shit. None of that. So the criterion is the king is risen. I don't guess you heard that lately. Are we there? Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2.
Yeah,
are we there?
We there. You know, I'm probing a little bit more. Actually, a family, you know, that's how you know that the spirit of our ancestors in the ground is rising from everywhere. Because you would, you know, I assume this brother was from Africa, but this brother's from Greenwood, South Carolina. Am I not right?
Exactly. You know what I mean? I'm born in Greenwood, South Carolina, where me run with the cows, man, where they keep me natural and close to the earth, where them love me, where them rock me in them arms, when I'm download the program of love in me brain. And see, this love has protected me all of the years I've been on the planet. And I don't wear out 3 or 4 Social Security cards. I've been here a minute. But I'm still young and vigilant and viral for the fight of resurrection. And so it's just all about, you've heard the saying, I mean, nothing can happen, nothing can prevent a thing from coming whose time has come. The time has come. The dues have been paid. We had to eat the sins of man. We took a great fall. Okay, during the process, we educated some people why we lost ourselves, lost our dignity, lost our love, lost our virtue, lost all our tradition, lost everything, lost our sacred tongue, lost our language. And them and say, all we remember is the tree we are swung from. Yeah, them a call like monkey. And we're in the year of the monkey. So, you know, more power to the monkey. But at any rate, you feeling me? So
yeah,
I'm just my mama's boy, basically. I'm out of Greenwood, South Carolina, basically mama's boy. But always ask the universe, please, universe, don't let me get caught being a Negro. I begged the universe when I was 5 years old. I looked around me, and I saw Negroes. I begged the universe not to let me be a Negro. And the universe heard my plea, set me free. Because the twins came after me. That's the blood clot, pain, and suffering. You know, them the two noble teachers down here, if you ain't got a former teacher, they put pain and suffering in your camp. in pain and suffering, you know, had some great revelations. And so it is suffices to say that I would do it all again to be in this place and to have this water that I drink, to wake up every morning with my cup running over and total appreciation for the universal grand design. And even though there were times in this game that I lost my mind, couldn't find my way, was reduced to fecal matter, I'm not mad at anybody, and love is the order of the day. And I have just one wish, that all women and children, wherever they are on the planet, be happy and be safe. And because men have not stepped up to be men, that is not the case. Women are not safe anywhere on the planet. They are not being loved. They are not being cared for. Neither are their children. So we have to ask the question, where are the men? Where are the men? Could it be they're somewhere in a club getting a lap dance? Could that be the case? And if that's the case, who they seeing? My sister, my mommy, my cousin? Who the hell are they going to see at the club? That's a problem for me. So black man got to redirect his whole energy, man. This guy's got the morality of a damn June book. So if he can check this morality, he can know immortality again. But he got to realize that he's originally Egyptian in the image of Amun-Ra. And so this is what time it is. So I'm waiting for him to rise. So I'm hoping through these utterances, as you caught me just totally 20 hours just unchecked, I mean, just going straight. The next time that people hear from me, there'll be a more calm, more rational me. But I love everybody, but basically this is being the raw. So, but other than that, brother, I love sharing with the audience, but look like I just been talking, just hearing myself all day.
Well, let me get a few more things out, and then, you know, I will let you go, because we appreciate you. We appreciate the love you're doing down in Columbia. A family, the brother makes candles. A family, the brother makes a colon cleanse. He makes and if you can, you tell about it. If not, I'll do it, and you just say yes, King. The brother makes a frequency cleanser for.
And we got, let me tell you something else. Let me interrupt. We got a new one called The Great I Am. The Great I Am. That's the name of it. Now it has the picture of the third eye on the bottle. So you got to read The Great I Am. Free of cancer, free of sickness, free of disease, free of illness, free of illusion, free of confusion. You have to say that every time before you take the elixir, the tonic. And just by saying that, you subconsciously what? Reprogram the construct. And so we got that. We got universal womb. We got respiratory regeneration.
Okay, King, what are they?
Detox regeneration.
Huh? What are they? King, what are they and what do they do?
Okay, they do what they say. Liver detox.
What does universal womb do? And
okay, universal womb. Okay, say this now. You can't be but so graphic over these airwaves. The universal womb, what it does for the female, is bring everything into balance without making any too many claims. You know, everything, you know, how we move. Yeah, but it brings everything in alignment. At the end of the day. Now, you know, I'll give more detail as you give the people the number to reach me. We'll give more detail. There's two numbers we can be reached at. And we have, hear me now, sickness is an illusion. Death is not real. That's some stuff, in the bowels of somebody's sick mind that we end up getting lost in. Okay, so the universe has provided us everything that we need to vibrate in the proper spectrum. In the proper speed of light, in the proper frequency, because we're electric. We're light beings. That's what Hugh means. So now it's time for resurrection. Okay, you got enough DVDs. You done practiced enough Tantra. Now it's time to be still and wake up. It's time to be disciplined and wake up. It's time to perfect love, raising your love voltage, raising your ability to forgive. And therefore, you can invite all the higher frequencies. But as long as you lust, as long as you anger, as long as you greed, envy, jealousy, and fear, you can't hold other programs of telepathy, clairvoyance, and the ways of the avatar. So you have to overcome this lower frequency, and you can't do it on a slave diet. So you have to get on the next diet because the fuel that you run off has everything to do with it. Say, for instance, when you eat an apple, orange, a mango, a plum, that kind of stuff, you're eating synthesized sunlight. And we are light beings, so we can eat that. But, you know, we can't eat the big carcasses. Because, as you know, the elephant don't eat the animals. The gorilla don't eat the animals. The giraffe don't eat the animals. The zebra don't eat the animals. The big, fast, muscular horse don't eat the animals. The baboon don't eat the animals. The orangutan don't eat the animals. So some of the most vicious animals don't eat the animals. And they are beautiful and strong and vibrant and radiant. And we're the very center of this divine creation. So just think how we would be if we knew our proper diet before we were taken from it and put in the artificial world, the plastic stuff. By the way, had any cellulose lately, wood pulp, and all your cheese products. But at any rate, I digress. And so, okay, so what we're trying to do, we got the restaurant called Lamb's Bread Vegan Cafe and Organic Juice Bar. Now, hear me now. I've been bringing us this food at Lamb's Bread. And before that, I had the restaurant called Itel Island. Itel Island, a lot of Jamaican cuisine, but mostly vegetarian and vegan. Every now and then, the people would make me bring the fish. Okay, but we got the next restaurant now that we've had 16, 18 years called Lamb Bread Vegan Cafe and Organic Juice Bar. It's in the top 20 places in South Carolina to visit in the state. Everybody loves it. And so we serve the people the real food, the real vibration, the real frequency. Everything is holistic. Everything is love. Everything is sweet in the morning, as the Bobby McFerrin would say, sweet in the morning. Yeah. And the band played on. The host, my lovely host, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. And I apologize for trying to be too graphic. But it's not, because I understand that my audience, you know, and I want them to be able to do some mail order and call
exactly.
And continue to support. And so I had to, you know, I didn't mean to press you, but I want to push you a little bit more so they
understand.
But
see, as you make them aware of how I can be contacted, then see, I can share more holistically, more openly.
Sure.
Because it's not wise to let all your secrets out in public. No.
Yeah, this is true.
So you know what I mean?
You know, and I apologize for that. I just know. When they call me, they're going to be like, well, what does the DNA thing do? And so it's not. But, family, if you have any questions, the store is Orion's Oracle. You can Google it.
And then tell them about Netaru at Kemet Nu.
Go ahead. You got you live, so go ahead and tell them about
Netaru at Kemet Nu. That's 3830 West Beltline.
And the brother has Shay.
Huh?
He has probably about 100 different type of incense, family.
More
and,
than
and
that.
When you go in the store, he tries to strangulate you with this. He has this what is that? That charcoal with the, then you cleanse it.
Oh,
by,
yeah.
Well,
I clear people's
really
feel.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'm freeing up the breath. Hear me now. The breath is the key. I got a battle with R.J. Reynolds. R.J. Reynolds wants to take everybody's breath away. Now, we know God is the breath of life. God breathed the breath into the clay, and the clay is said to become a living entity. So you're not the clay, but you're the spirit, which is breath that animates the clay. So as long as you're breathing, you're interfacing with the God, the universal frequency. Okay, now R.J. Reynolds' job is to constrict everybody's breath. Okay, and my job is to try to get a balanced playing field. And so when you come in the store, I got this elixir, rosemary, eucalyptus, peppermint, white camphor, which destroys cancer cells. And you smell this elixir, it affects your olfactory. It transports you into another
place. It chokes you.
Space.
But it's
so
good,
it
man.
Does.
You know, family, I'm telling you, it's good because, you know, me and my friend, you know, we end up standing in store 3 hours, believe it or not. You know, and he has clothing. And like I say, maybe 100 different types of incense, jewelry there. You know what I mean?
But as they access Orion's Oracle Facebook, they get a chance to see. And
yes.
I think more and more, they'll be seeing more and more. Because, you know, I'm unplugged.
And I want to say this because I thought about it. And excuse me, King. But, you know, on Wednesday, family, we're doing a show with Baba James Small on how to protect our community. And one of the things that I sat down with Brother King Carew maybe about 2 weeks ago, and he does do protection candles, and what we're doing with this Wednesday show is we're going to talk about rituals we can use to protect our community, because James Smalls want to do a community opposed to we're looking at my women's panel or our women's panel.
Okay,
and
but let me say something to that. Let me say something to that there. Now, what has to start being done in order for us to protect our communities? This what has to start to be done. Okay. We have to start to exude another frequency. We are like the dead people. So we have to start fasting. A certain amount of men has to start to be less sexual, because we've always had certain eunuchs, men who didn't engage in sex and all, and therefore the vibration of the community was always at a certain frequency, at a certain vibration. But right now, all the men are drained. They can't resist the Botox butt, so they don't have any energy, so they don't have any frequency. Okay, so they have to get to a point where they're reserving their energy. This sacred seminal fluid has to be reserved. It cannot continue to just be ejaculated all over the damn planet in the white socks and all kind of other foolishness. You have to start to exert some kind of control over your lower nature. And as you do that, you start to rise to another frequency in which you exude something from your being other than fear and complacency and worry. Okay, now, in order for you to get back to this place, this is why this is happening. This is why we're being in these uncomfortable positions, because these positions are designed to provide the agitation to teach us. And what we need to do now is feel the pressure, and start to elevate, start to sacrifice, start to get some discipline, stop eating the dead, stop eating the animals, start fasting, fast from sex sometimes, stay your ass out of strip clubs, stop looking at little children, grow your ass up. This what needs to happen right now for the elders in the community. I'm talking about the so-called elders who are big children. This is what needs to happen. There's no control. There's no moral barometer. Anything goes. There's no virtue. Well, hell, we are virtuous people. We come from the most virtuous people. Our ancestors were the most virtuous people ever to breathe. So the first thing we have to do is reclaim the higher ground as far as virtue to go. Virtue go, because that's why there's no community. Because, hell, where are the alpha males at? Where the hell are they? They're practicing some form of thug life, and that's because, well, hell, I don't think we listen to those looking for the real alpha male, but they're here. We got them. They're among us. And so it is time for us to take the leads in our community as we rule over ourselves. Hell, we don't rule over ourselves. You got to rule over yourself before you rule over a community or a neighborhood. You rule over yourself. Half of you can't rule over your own appetite. I love you, but hell, I got to drop the gospel. So now at some point, we got to make some changes. And I call upon you, I challenge you to raise your vibration, raise your frequency, raise your amperage, raise your wattage. Hell, you will be electric, for God's sake. Hell, that's what melanin means. But melanin, without love, without conviction, without a target, well, hell, you're just a Negro with two or three paragraphs of somebody else's knowledge under your belt. Now, something has to happen. I love you. Check it out. But we need the discipline. We need to be steadfast. Black man needs to reclaim his sacred image. He needs to put on somebody else's clothes other than this being an image of his master. Hell, he's the original man. He needs to change his projection, how the world receives him. Hell, if they could see a real man in the community with some culture who ain't been picked clean by the vulture, hell, everybody else would start to take the lead. But hell, everybody else look like death in uniforms of oppression, because hell, we still wearing somebody else's rags. At some point, what point does a black man rise? What point does he reclaim himself? At what point? What point does he reclaim his tradition, his way, the way he do a thing? That's what has to happen. And he cannot do this unless there's some element of self-control. There's no self-control. Okay, so let's work on self-control. And as we work on self-control, we work on our sacred images, and we work on fasting. Fasting is a way to return to your higher self, your higher power, so then you can put a force field over the neighborhood. Okay, but you can't reach that power if you're full of food and your stomach's laying over the next county. You just don't have that kind of energy. All you can do is call Jesus and hope somebody, hope you can get him off across to fight your battle. That ain't happening. What is happening is you are who you're waiting on, and you got to get to a point where you start to morph. You got to transcend this state of stupor that you're in as a race. Shit, it's time to raise the frequency. It's time to raise the vibration. It's time for you to conquer inner space. As you conquer inner space, you won't have to be afraid of your children. You can walk in your neighborhood. But you can't walk in your neighborhood because you're carrying somebody else's water and don't realize your water is the sweetest and the coldest. as is your sugar cane and everything else that you create. So at some point, when there's enough love, enough self-love in the community, a community polices itself. So it's nobody's fault but ours that our children don't respect us, don't love us. I don't know, we're in a world that is still adverse against us, though. But by the same token, we, the men, I challenge the men to stop being so sexual, stop being so muscular, start being more flexible and more spiritual, stop lying, stop cheating, stop dealing with deception, so that when you start to speak, your words will have the power of authority and the power of creation behind it. Right now, hell, if you talk, if your lips are moving, you probably lying. That's a bad reputation to have. So at some point, I'm calling upon the brother whose God self is dormant to activate these ancient principles, to know his ancient symbols, and come online. That's what time it is right now.
I hope I didn't get carried away with that.
Every time I turn on the music, you go in.
Well, see, man, I don't, you know I got puppet masters who own my voice. So, but at any rate, that's where we coming from. You can always put the music behind it later. But yeah, man, but yeah. That's what's going on. I'm very passionate when it comes to us. I love us. I love us inside out. I love what we used to be about. I love our progress up until this point. But we've become stagnant, and this we can't have. We got to continue to push. We got to continue to grind. We have to continue to divine. The dark feminine in our mind has returned back to deity, how we see she. She has to be deity is how we have to see she. She has to be deity. The black woman has to be the black goddess. We have to see her as deity. And so this is what's up. The dark feminine, the greatest, I mean, the bearer of all the hell and the earth. So I take my hat off. I salute the dark feminine. I serenade you. I love you. I embrace you, great mother, great nurturer to all the planet. Divine one, beautiful one, radiant one, blue black one, triple blackness of spatial one, one without an earthly equal, triple blackness of space, the mother of all gods. Know that the black man loves you, exalts you, don't put nobody above you, can't nobody even get next to you. It is in your eyes that our sun come up. It is in your heart that our heart is allowed to beat. So black woman, continue to find your place, your rightful place inside your own dome. Go back home inside your own head. Because you know, your lap is my throne, and I'm waiting for you to come home. I love you, beautiful black goddess, wherever you are on this planet. Under stress, under strife, I have not forgotten you. I know you. I know your value. I know your worth. I know you were first. I know you were worshipped by all mankind. Yes, sweet goddess, I know you're divine, and I know your awakening is taking place yesterday. Ashe, that's what's up. Greetings, in about out there, Radio Land.
We here. No
problem. You know this is uncut. I mean, you know this is unfiltered, right?
That's what it's supposed to be. The real P-Funk. No, it's cool because it lets them see what I see when I come down on Sunday. When you have
okay, well, good, because
we do a yoga.
You know, the universe owns me. So, you know, I'm an instrument through which the universe speaks. So, you know, I got out of the way years ago. So when I'm coming, they just be coming. When I say they, I mean the love of the ancestors and my art. All the things that would accomplish my art, all the things that we would have, the love. Yeah. I mean, hear me now. See, why they say, why this guy with this love business? Hear me now. If you ever lose your love and you find it again, hell, it's the topic of the day. Because this love is so vital
to the air you breathe, to your cellular connections. This air, this love is so vital. I think I would rather do without air than do without this love, because somehow or another I think this air may be based in illusion, and it may cause me some kind of confusion, but this love, all I can say is this love, and people embrace this love, because this love runs inside your veins. This love's awakening you. 3 o'clock in the morning, as Al Green would say. This love is just sweet. This love, I keep coming back to this love. But this is what you get after me being up for 22 hours a day. So that's just what's up, brother. So have I shared enough with the people?
Yes, you have. We appreciate what you give.
Yeah,
you
hear me now. We have to do this again. When I'm all the way together.
Yeah, and we won't torture you any longer. You know what I mean?
Okay, but let me leave the people with this. Know that I would never leave a soul or a spirit in a fight. I will never abandon a people. I will never cut and run. I will never be programmed. I will never be co-opted. I will never be compromised. I will never be bought. I will never be made afraid. I come from the strongest genetic material in the universe, coming through my ancestral lineage. I stand on the shoulders of the greatest, the most powerful, the most majestic, the most magical, the most awesome, ain't no words, to ever exist. So,
Ashe.
Ashe!
Dang.
Ra-da-da, ra-da-da. That's what's up. It's been live and direct, and I come to you people with love and much respect. But you have to know, I'm all the way out of Beulah land. Peace, power, love, and projection. Inward projection, introspection. Know the inner kingdom. Free up the inner kingdom. Free up the kingdom. Free up the queen dome. Free up the queen dome. Free up the kingdom. Remember, it's you waiting on. Free up the queen dome. Free up the kingdom. It's you waiting on. Peace, blessings, and power. And I love you all. I love you. I love you. I love you wherever you are. Love is the key that sets the inner captive free. This is what happens when a man ain't eight. You know, I'm a poet, so I'm wide open. And
well,
that ain't really fair. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But it's cool because, you know, you actually raised some energy over the phone. So, you know, keep on building, because once you change, it raised the people energy, because I felt the energy level raised by the people that listen on computer. You're not selling this. You just, you know.
Well, I just know
you
that.
You like the lady that too much.
I'm just wrong.
But that's what we get when we at this yoga class. I mean, so it ain't unusual. You're not doing nothing unusual. You're
okay, well, good then. I'm happy.
For the people in China that's listening, in Alaska, we got fans in China and Alaska. You know,
okay, well, that's great. But yeah. I mean, I appreciate you offering me an invitation to speak to the lovely audience, and I hope I've shown no disrespect. I hope I've shown love and honor. And humility, but power and strength and juice. Because I come from some ancestors that got juice, that don't turn cheeks, that are sure and firm when they speak, that speak with the voice of authority, that ain't waiting on nobody. I come from a people that ain't waiting on nobody. I come from a people that ain't in no holding pattern, ain't waiting on nobody. So, excuse me for being unchecked and unbridled, but that's what love will do. We'll free up the coward in you. That's what love will do. Free up the coward in you. Okay, baby brother.
All
I
right.
Think I should
family.
Depart.
Thank you. Family King Carew, Stores
right.
Orion's Oracle family. One of his stores is Orion's Oracle. They do mail order. They arc. They can be Googled. Orion's Order.
Orion's Oracle. Orion's Oracle
just
Facebook.
Like what's up there in the sky right now. And check out, brother, the brother. You know, come if you're down in the area, come down, check him out. You know, look at his success. The formula in his energy is success in a time when black folks don't support black businesses. He's been supported. Now, the makeup of Columbia family is kind of like D.C. and Atlanta because they got the federal government there. So, you know, it's 51% black. I think at one time it was 51% black in Columbia. But you got black folks supporting black folks in the way. You know, you still got the lane. But what's happening is he's seeing the influx of black folks that's coming, getting awakened. And another thing that I strongly suggest, because of what happened to France as well, order his protective candle. Start buying his protection candles in your crib, or if you see somebody getting attacked cyclically throughout America, order his candles so that you can be burning candles. Because what happened to Francis Wilson should be the last time we let somebody.
And let me tell you something. Just holding anything that his energy has touched, even a flyer, even a key, even a charm, I can bless you. See, I can empower, synthesize, put frequency in anything. Not the eye, but the ancestral eye. Not the eye, the Western ego, but the eye, the love eye, the third eye, the eye that sees beyond the illusion, that eradicates confusion. And bring on the loving elixir, the body, the mind, the soul fixer. This is what we got in Orion's Oracle, the constellation, the most exalted vibration. Light beings are we. Quasars. Quasars are we. So this is what time it is. So this is the energy that you start to feel. The energy is coming through your waves right now. Pure love, pure light, pure courage, pure patience, pure forgiving spirit, pure avatarism. Hear me now. Pure avatarism. Pure avatarism. We are back. After many years of exile from our true design, back in the game, back on the chessboard. So all the things, when you go online and check the website, I don't think it's a website. I think it's a Facebook, Orion's Oracle. Because, you know, I'm unplugged. I never use a cell phone, never sat behind a computer. But the people around me take care of that. So I can keep from shutting down my inner technology. So, you know, I'm unplugged. But I'm plugged because all my inner technology is working. So, great audience, I love you. Thanks for listening to me. I hope I've inspired you. I'm your brother. I'm your child. I'm your son. I'm your uncle. I'm your aunt. I'm your granddaddy. I'm playing all these different roles, but I come to serve, and I do that every day, all day. Been doing it for 45 years. I don't stop coming. I just keep coming. So peace and blessings and power and protection to everybody. I love you, and Ashe. Thank you, brother, for inviting me.
You're welcome. Thank you, and thanks to your help, because you have help that comes and helps in the store.
Oh, definitely. They love. Yeah, if it wasn't for the people loving you, I'd be through.
It's a blessing. Yeah, that's thanks right. for that. And family, remember tomorrow, Remedies at Work is our anniversary day. Have a good night.
Into the stars tonight, right into your toxic light. To swallow up your sky and burn like fire, burn so bright. Into the stars tonight, right into your toxic light. To swallow up your sky. Toxic light, to swallow up your sky. stars tonight, right into your toxic light.